Race relations in this country are on the edge of disaster, triggered by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And we are seeing peaceful protests, we're seeing violence, arguments, and now proposed legislation. But will this change anything? San Francisco Chronicle East Bay columnist Otis Taylor Jr. has expressed his frustration in a column today. And as a result, we understand he is now getting rather threatening notes from readers. Otis, always great to have you on the air. For anyone who didn't read your column today, kind of give us the gist of what you wanted to convey.
Well, I wanted to give readers a sense that this frustration and anger that's dominating our television screens, radio, online news is not just about George Floyd. Yes, he was a spark, but it's about years, centuries of systemic racism and oppression that is pervasive in this country. That is what people are reacting to. I also wanted to put forth, well, how do we get past this? Do we need to teach racism in school? But ultimately, I ended up that it's just the simple acknowledgement that racism exists in our society. That is where we need to start. And I'm finding that that's probably one of the hardest things to do.
Okay, so what kind of negative feedback did you get, or any kind of feedback?
Well, Patty, here's the thing, that folks believe that we're in the Bay Area and everyone's progressive and socially that no one's conservative. But I found that readers of the Chronicle and people who find my work that are very vocal about their not liking how I attack subjects such as racism. Several times today I've been called the N-word with people, and it's not anonymous emails. It's people who are signing their names and their addresses. They have feel that I'm attacking their way of life instead of attacking a system that oppresses people based on their skin color.
It must be very difficult to put all that out there as a reporter, as a black man, as a man who is paid to put out opinions like that. What do you do to get yourself through that personally in terms of weathering that kind of criticism that comes back in?
Well, it's expectation, but here's the thing. I grew up with my parents from a very early age telling me that this world is not going to accept you, that you are going to face barriers, whether they're invisible or they're humans, they're human made. So when I took this job, I had the understanding that I would be, that people would take shots at me because of the color of my skin and because of my beliefs. But what I try to do in my column is provide readers a perspective that they may not have heard before when I inject myself into them. Like I said today, that, the fragility of blackness hangs over my head every time I walk out of my door. And that's true, because what happened to George Floyd could easily happen to me if police aren't paying attention to what I'm saying to them.
You had a great line. I know this is another teachable moment for the United States, but honestly, I'm tired of teachable moments. What did you mean?
Patty, look. You take George Floyd and you watch that video of him telling the police officer, "I can't breathe." It immediately took me to about 6 years ago when Eric Garner said the same thing. And there was this whole campaign with T-shirts and social media and people. People are still saying, "I can't breathe," in the streets, and nothing has changed. Either that officer was unaware of that happening, or he didn't care. But that's part of the problem. The man is telling him he can't breathe. So I feel that, yes, this is a teachable moment, but how many more lessons do we need to learn before we actually address the problem? And again, that's systemic racism in this country.
Otis, always great to have you on with us. Thanks so much for your time. That's Otis Taylor Jr., who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle.